President Bush is expected to outline a new prescription drug benefit for the poorest elderly who are covered by Medicare. His proposal would funnel federal dollars to those states which already have drug subsidy programs to help seniors. That would be good news for Wisconsin, according to John Rother, policy director at AARP in Washington, D.C.
Well, the president's proposal would help states like Wisconsin that have enacted prescription drug assistance programs, because it would put federal money on the table for a certain group of Medicare beneficiaries, those between 100% and 150% of poverty. So for states who already have a program on the books, this could help.
Wisconsin's Senior Care Prescription Drug Program is scheduled to begin this September. It would provide assistance to about 260,000 people. Rother says the downside of the president's plan, however, is that Bush will ask Congress only for half of what is needed to help the elderly.
He's only put $190 billion in terms of funding, and that's not going to be sufficient to do an adequate benefit. So we're looking to the Congress to reach a more adequate level of funding.
Rother says the budget Congress approved last year proposed spending $300 billion. The government says one out of four Medicare beneficiaries have no prescription drug coverage, even though many older adults use prescription drugs, and 50% take at least five prescription medications. Melba Lara, Wisconsin Public Radio.